what's going on with Logic Supply's fanless Perfectron? Because it seems like we keep coming up with... well, this isn't really an unusual cooling solution. I mean, are they liquid cooling an entire PC inside of that box?
I don't even know if it's liquid cooled. I think it's just like
a giant
all
heat sink?
Passively cooled. Yeah, I don't know if it's... Is it liquid? I don't think it is. I don't think it's... let's see. No, I don't think it's water cooled. So it's like a $6,000 computer that looks like that. It doesn't look like a computer at all. But it's capable of running at ambient temperatures of 70 degrees Celsius, aka 158 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right.
And that's just nuts. And it's a Core i7 processor. You can get a discrete GPU in it. It's got USB 3. Like, it's pretty impressive what all you can put in there. This is not for consumers, obviously, very specific use cases where you're worried about ambient temperatures of 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Well, it's basically engineered, for a mil-spec standard, like 810G, which I don't think I've ever even heard of before. Environmental engineering considerations and laboratory tests. That's just designed to just do horrible things, right? Because these are industrial machines. These are not something, like Brian said, you would normally buy for your house. But the 810, negative 40 degrees Celsius to 70 degrees Celsius operating temperature. That is a lot. That's just a huge thermal range to deal with. I mean, this would be like, something that would get stuffed in between the skin and the cockpit of an aircraft or in a tank or some horrible thing like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. 158
It's neat. Obviously it's not useful for any purpose that I particularly have. I hope I never am working in an environment where I need a computer capable of that.
158 degrees is incredibly uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. Indeed it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So if you're looking for the completely unhinged ultimate... Oh, actually, I take it back. They got prices on them now. Usually ships in 5 to 7 weeks. Intel Haswell i7 processor, starting at $6,229. Intel Haswell i7 processing and NVIDIA GPU starting at $9,286.
Yeah.
And if you want the ultra rugged IP65 fanless i7 computer with M12 connectors, which has a 40 to 75 degrees Celsius operating temperature, you're looking at $13,793.
So, sure. Yeah. Okay. What's wrong with that? I got nothing.
Well, if you're talking about if your computer dies, people start dying left and right, or the plane runs into a hill, or the boat runs into a tree or something.
Yeah.
It may seem relatively cheap compared to the expensive thing it goes inside of. I'm just thinking.
Yep.
I'm just thinking there.
Agreed.